Some news now from the world of sports. And, you know, some trade deadlines are the meteorological equivalent of a blizzard, a flurry of deals made in a few hours before the storm settles. Yesterday's NHL deadline was more like a minor weather system with just a passing shower here and there and just enough activity to alter the environment. The Boston Bruins acquired two players at the deadline but made more news by who they kept. Winger Louis Erickson was shopped heavily by the Bruins, but he's having a career year with unrestricted free agency looming next season, and the Bees were not about to let him go for anything less than a roster-ready impact player and a top prospect, and that asking price was apparently too high for other teams. So, kudos for Bruins GM Don Sweeney for not blinking and letting Erickson go for just prospects, but the move or the non-move only makes sense if one of two things happens. Either the Bruins sign Erickson to a contract extension before he skates for nothing in return this summer, or retain him and hope that he propels the Bruins deep into a playoff run, ideally ending with a trip to the Stanley Cup Finals. Now, the Bruins are exceeding expectations this year, but they are not among the league's elite teams, most of which are fortunately for them out west. The Bees, though, pose no real threat even in the East to the top team Washington, and with the Rangers picking up Eric Staal at the deadline, they're probably not putting any real fear into the Blue Shirts either. So Sweeney really needs to work out some way to keep Erickson in the black and gold fold, or else the non-move will be for naught, especially if the Bruins go one and done in the playoffs or fail to make them at all, which is still a possibility. Right now, the Bruins own one of two wildcard spots. As for the players they did get, well, they shored up their blue line a bit, acquiring puck-moving defenseman John Michael Lyles from the Carolina Hurricanes for a third and fifth round pick, and minor leaguer Anthony Kamara. And they got winger Lee Stempniak from the New Jersey Devils for a fourth and second round pick. Lyles is 35, but he still skates pretty well. He's got 6 goals on the season. Stempniak is an interesting acquisition. He was the Devils' leading scorer this year with 16 goals and 25 assists. And it's the third year in a row that he's been traded at the deadline, so he's used to moving around. The only thing that nags about that is that the Bruins invited Stempniak to a tryout before the season even started, and they could have had him for a song instead of giving up a couple of draft picks for him, but it's a much different landscape now than then, to be fair. Overall grade for the Bruins, I'd say it's a wait and see, meaning if the Bruins make a deep playoff run and sign Erickson to an extension after the season, the deal could be an A-. If they fail to reach the postseason or get knocked out early while Erickson signs elsewhere, it could be as low as a C- or even a D. The New York Rangers were in action with their new centerman Eric Staal at Madison Square Garden last night, and they scored a win over the Columbus Blue Jackets when Derek Stepan tallied a shorthanded goal late in the third period to break a 1-1 tie and give New York a 2-1 win. The Montreal Canadiens shed a number of players before the deadline. Thomas Fleischmann and Dale Weiss are now with Chicago, and they swapped Devontae Smith-Pelly for Stephane Matteau before losing 6-2 to the Sharks in San Jose last night. The Habs are regrouping and rebuilding for next season and hoping beyond hope that Carey Price stays healthy. There was an upset in the Division II girls high school basketball playoffs last night as fourth-seeded Fairhaven scored a come-from-behind win over top-ranked U32, the Raiders, beating them 37-34 at Barry Auditorium. The Slaters were down 12 points at the half, but they clamped down on defense in the second half, and with 15 seconds to go in regulation, Adriana Dalto tied the game with a baseline jumper to send the game to overtime. Dalto added a three-pointer in the extra frame to lead Fairhaven to that upset win. Andrea Simmons led U32 with 16 points in the losing effort. No upset, that is, in Division IV, where defending champs and number one seed Mount St. Joseph punched their ticket back to the finals with a 50-34 win over Winchester. In the NBA, the Boston Celtics have the kind of home record that their hockey counterparts wish they had. Celtics are now winners of 11 straight at TD Garden after a 100-95 win over the Utah Jazz last night. Jay Crowder had 22 to lead the Celtics. Quick NFL note, the New England Patriots have extended the contract for quarterback Tom Brady to keep him in the fold through 2019. Word on the street is Brady's pretty good. The Boston Red Sox signed outfielder David Murphy to a minor league contract yesterday, full circle move, as Murphy was initially a Red Sox draft pick back in 2006. He had a solid season with Cleveland last year, batting .283. And this note, starting pitcher Eduardo Rodriguez has been diagnosed with a subluxation of the patella tendon in his right knee. While there is no structural damage, he'll be shut down for 72 hours, which officially kicks off the start of Red Sox Nation's Sky is Falling spring training. Get your moans and groans in now.